Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 21. On a mountain in Kerry sits a woman, driven only by money. She'll not move her arse unless you pay her for the privilege. Outside Carsevine, visible on a clear day from the beehive hut on Skellig Mill, she counts the stones, in case the birds have swooped. She lives on the juice of fuchsia, sleeps on mombrisha stalks, rests only on lamb's wool she's shorn herself. Her favourite drink is distilled from bull's blood, mixed curds and whey. She's an icon, too fierce for Lisdoon Varna. Every day she surfs McCarthy home in her dreams. Maybe she's the one to consult. It's said she tells the story of the god that sifted earth through a strainer and threw the skelligs into the Atlantic off the kingdom's coast. A third cousin twice removed to Hydra, a Peloponnesian beauty. It's said she was once impregnated by a ram from Delphi. She's holding a key stolen from the oracle in the park, the Longfellow. My best friend, Homer Simpson, brought his family to visit her. She blamed him for the fall of Troy, the death of Paris, the kidnap of Helen, and the failure of Odysseus to get back in time to spare his wife from disgrace. This is no wife of O'Donoghue. This is one of the species that lives to battle. No Queensbury rules here, bare knuckles rules her ring. She's eaten all the honest men she's found, so Kerry's denuded, and the women she's fried on the fires of Santorini during the night. Monks terrified she'd swim out to them and force their virginity on her. Every man's nightmare, a Mrs. Hyde, craving to be ravished. She hears the confessions of priests from the Dublin Archdiocese, young men born into the vocation, incarnate youths captivated by the guttural tone, hoc est enim corpus meam. Give me your body, let me taste your blood. Boys taken into a seminary, some from penury, some to free their brother to inherit the farm. Lads put to scrubbing stone flags with icy water in December. Mortified their flesh, hearts gouged of pride, like a filly broken in to the institutionalization of desire. Taught the ceremony of the bugger by an older priest, a father figure, a godhead that offered a little taste of hell on earth, so that the last judgment might have a suitable rehearsal. Those faithful kids entered the apostolic virtue land, believing the soul stained with original sin, convinced they were in for salvation. The first rule they learned was the law of obedience, question and sin. Do as I show unto you, follow the leader, make your parents proud of you for once. Be consecrated with a power to make all bend a knee to your hand and open their legs to your desire. Be a bit of a lord, bring little children with you into the garden, give each a crown of thorns, rape their body and their minds. Suffer little children to come unto you, in the sacristy, in their grandmother's parlour, in the back of your Morris Minor. Show them the sperm of salvation and shut them up with the promise of exposure. We are all liars, petty little criminals. Teach them the fear of disbelief. Expose young people to the beauty of a sinning mind and the miracle of the flesh made dirty. Filthy little buggers, temptation-ridden sluts, bring them the epistles of Paul, the Gospels of John, the four horsemen of apocalyptic vision, redemption through suffering. Joyce's Jesuit would have understood, and denied all. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Anyone who can't remember sins to confess can make them up. All is sin. We are creatures of a sinful world. All we do is sin. So when I sin with you, we are both sinners before the cross. All sins are equal before Christ. So what's so bad about a little bit of torture? Wasn't our Saviour himself tortured unto death? And didn't he emerge victorious, resurrected, ascended, if you like? You, my child, prepare yourself for the pain of crucifixion so that you might be taken down from the cross into a tomb to suffer in silence. Into thy hands I commend my spirit, Father. I'll go silently back to the house of my Father, my tongue sacrificed on the altar of your orgasmic need for submission. I'll spend the years wandering with shame in my knapsack. I'll leave Ireland on a boat to Holyhead. I can dig ditches, lay tar for MacAlpine. You can move from parish to parish, saving souls, ministering to the sick, a pillar of the community, revered by the sisters. These are my sins, and for my penance I'll recite 3 Our Fathers, 3 Hail Marys, and 3 Glory Bees, all my life, in every cold bed, in every damp sheet. Meanwhile, you are vital to your church, a true soldier of Christ, confirmed in your addiction to the power of the body and blood, ordained to lead, known to your friends as a butcher of innocent limbs. Is it any wonder you didn't become an alcoholic, or wife-beater, or lover of prostitutes? Remember me? I wish I could not remember myself. An old bald stoop, shuffled forward, rosary beads pressed into the flesh of the palm. It was his turn to confess. End of part 1 of Canto 21.